And good morning, everybody. We are back on Open Line right here on the Mighty 690 KGGF. Kyle High with you this morning. Hope everybody is having a fantastic day out there. A little rainy out there, a little cold. Our temperature has plummeted it since a Mighty 69 earlier this morning. It's now down to 48 degrees out there. So put on that jacket because it's gotten cold out there pretty quick. And joining us in studio from the Salvation Army, we have a Joe Brooks joining us today. And Mr. Brooks, good morning. How are you doing today?
Hey, we're doing great. How are you, Kyle?
I am doing very, very good this morning. And we were going to talk last week, but you were a little under the weather last week. Feeling a little bit better today, I hope.
Great. Yes, sir.
All right. So a few things that we did want to go over, obviously. And one of the first things, of course, with the Christmas season coming up, the bell ringer, correct?
Yes, sir. And I'm looking for bell ringers, recruiting bell ringers out there in the community. We are starting it on the 21st at Walmart at 8 o'clock in the morning. And then we're starting at Country Mart at noon that day. And so we're looking for bell ringers to fill in that time. I have somebody ring until noon at Walmart. And so I'm needing somebody after afternoon. And so anyone that out there that might want to do something like that, please call me. Because my number is up on the, I think, every bank sign on 11th Street, as well as the Chamber of Commerce sign. So I have no shame. But that has been the way I have operated in the last 12 years to get the word out, let people know that I'm needing bell ringers. So if you'd like to come out and make a difference in your community, I encourage you to call me at 870-9261. And so we'll get back to Kyle here. He probably has another question to ask me.
Well, I did have somebody ask me last week. They wanted me to ask you was about the angel tree.
Yes. Actually, right now, we started yesterday afternoon at the Salvation Army, and we're signing up folks that would like to receive some Christmas assistance. The hours all the rest of the week are 9 to noon and 1 to 4. So you can. So they're signing people up even as I speak right now. In fact, I got a call just before I came on the air, and somebody was inquiring regarding that. So come on out, and if you need assistance, don't feel uncomfortable about it. The ladies will help you and get you fixed up. But you do need to bring in your ID. You need to bring in your proof of residence and your proof of income, your social security numbers on you and your children, of course, their ages and sizes, and then we need a picture ID. And so also we encourage you and we ask you, please wear a mask, and we're going to be taking your temperature to make sure you're well when you come in. So please avail yourself this week of this opportunity to get some help for Christmas for your family.
So this is the time of year you guys really kind of crank it up and start really, I mean, you guys are out in the community all the time, but this is the time of year you guys really start cranking it up another notch, correct?
Yes, we're helping people all the time ever since this virus came to us. We have been busy. I have been working from home and working at the office there at 12th and Walnut. And so I put my cell phone out on the sign on the east side of the building there so people could call me, make appointments. And that's what we're going to be doing now. I'm going to encourage folks to start just calling me and make an appointment if you need some other assistance beyond Christmas. Mm-hmm. And if you call me and make an appointment, then I'll take care of those appointments on one particular day. Because as we begin our Christmas campaign and start putting our kettles out. And to, I will be involved overseeing that. And so I thought I would set aside one day, and if it's going to take 2 days, I'll set aside two. And so we'll start with Wednesday and go from there. And so this week, if you need any help, just give me a ring, and I'm here for you. I want you to know.
All right, and I see that you got a few papers there. Something else that you wanted. Is there anything else you wanted to bring up?
This is maybe kind of a trivia question you might be able to use. The Salvation Army actually started here in Coffeyville in 1890.
Yeah, it's like one of the earliest ones, correct?
Yes. That was under the direction of a Lieutenant Knowles, and they began about 4th and Walnut, somewhere down the vicinity of where Kansas Lumber is there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know any more than that, but I looked that up at the library and found that information, and I thought that was interesting.
That is very cool.
That the Salvation Army was here to meet the Daltons. They could have met the Daltons when they came into town. And maybe some of the Daltons would have still been alive. You know?
Yeah, all they had to do was go to the Salvation Army.
They had a change of heart, you know.
Yeah.
But I've thought about that when I read that. I said, well, we've been at 12th and Walnut since 1980. We average, maybe about 100 people a month to help with food, mm-hmm. and that might vary, and it just kind of depends. And one thing I have never done since I started this task of being the Montgomery County coordinator for the southern half of Montgomery County, I have never turned anybody away that needed food, and that's a Joe thing. I told our community service volunteers one day in a meeting, I said, now that's a Joe thing. That's not a headquarters thing, but that's a Joe thing.
Well, that's a good thing to have, though. So.
But I just want people to know that we're there and to help them. And so, but we help people with utilities. That's gas bills, electric bills. Also with rent, medicine. The other day, I had a man that needed some help, and I was able to help him, and he is now working.
And oh, very
I thought
nice.
That's a great thing,
because
mm-hmm. That's what it's all about, to be able to make a difference in somebody's life, that it changes their life.
Yeah, maybe they're having a rough patch in their life, and everybody at that point, everybody needs a little bit of help now and then, because we all have our rough patches in life, and a little help is sometimes what will help us get up off the ground.
And it encourages, because sometimes people might get to the point where they think, well, who cares?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, we do. And Joe does. So but we're available. If you need us, just give us a ring. That's why my number's up. And I'm there available from 8 to 2 on a Monday through Friday, but that's not written in stone.
Right.
So I had somebody call me last night, I think around 4:30. In fact, I'll mention something here that we're in need of, if that's okay.
Okay, no, that's fine. We got plenty of time.
There's a lady that is in need of a bed. And so if you're out there and you might have a bed that you're not using that's in good shape, we have a Hollywood frame for it, but we don't have a bed. If we could get a full-size or a queen-size bed, it would be such a blessing to this lady. And she's had some rough times, and someone called me, a friend of mine, last night. And we had a lot of mattresses that were donated to us from the motel over here on the corner. But we have, I called this morning about that, and we've given those all away.
Wow.
So, you know, we're not accumulating things so we can be hoarders.
Right.
So
they get donated when they need to be donated.
But we are partnering with several business, other ministries
mm-hmm.
in this in this city, and that's how we're getting things done. It's not just the Salvation Army, and it's not just Genesis. It's not just one particular church, but we're all working together. And so it has been a great blessing because we can kind of network, so to speak, mm-hmm. and we've got everybody's numbers, and we can call and say, hey, I've got this, or say, I need to take this out. Can you help me? And this is a great community. Anytime I need help to go deliver something, take something, all I do is call a couple of friends, and they come and help me. So anyway, I really appreciate that. And these are people that in our community that are just a great blessing, and I thank the Lord for them. And I thank God for all of our different churches that partner together to help us help others.
Absolutely.
Because Bill Gaither said something one time. I heard him say it on one of his programs. He said, we're all kind of like turtles on a fence post. We didn't get there by ourselves.
Right.
And that's how we feel, that we aren't getting it done by ourselves. And, of course, the Bible says that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So when things kind of become overwhelming, I just remember that the Bible tells me, don't worry about it, pray about it.
Yeah, and again, you'll get that help. And, again, that's the great thing about, you know, like you say, in all those – Genesis, you guys all working together.
Right.
It just helps build a stronger community and to help out people when that help is needed.
Yeah. We have so many different groups, organizations, Coffeyville Alliance of Ministries, Catholic Charities. We have Touch of Life Ministries, so many different groups. Grace Fellowship has been greatly instrumental. First Baptist Church has been greatly instrumental in supporting. And then other just businesses. I have several businesses already signed up to adopt cattle, which means that they just add money to the cattle. And I don't tell them, hey, you got to put this, if you want to do this, you got to do this. And I don't tell them what to put in. Sometimes people will add a certain amount. Sometimes they'll add more than comes in the cattle. They don't just match it. And like I said, I am really thankful to be in this community because it makes it easy to accomplish things to make a difference in the lives of people.
Absolutely. And you're talking about In Touch Ministries. Of course, they're host in conjunction with Agape Fellowship Church. They're going to be having a community-wide Thanksgiving dinner. I can't remember that. I think it's actually this weekend where they'll be helping people out, feeding people.
Oh,
so
yes.
So that's another good thing that they are doing as well. So, again, it's just a community-wide thing. You guys, along with everybody else, just helping out.
Yeah, Pastor Kevin O'Connor opened one of his rooms up over there for us to put all those mattresses in that we gave away. So, I mean, this has been a great blessing. This is just one of the great things. Daniel Knight from Bible Baptist Church has been instrumental. I hate to start naming names.
No, you're fine. You're fine.
I'll go and forget somebody. I'm sure nobody really cares as long as God gets the glory. That who gets the credit, I could care less, you know,
mm-hmm.
and that anybody pats me on the back. I just want to make sure that God gets honored in all we do.
Yeah,
and that's what's most important.
And you guys over there at Salvation Army doing a great job. And, of course, I love the saying, and it's on your shirt, that's used quite a bit, doing the most good.
Yep.
And that's definitely what you guys do. And before we have to get out of here, before we head to the break, again, if anybody wants to get a hold of you, how can they get a hold of you if they need any help or if they have any questions?
Sure. Any questions about what we are doing as far as bell ringing or as far as the any kind of assistance, all you have to do is just call Joe. That's me. And if you call 620-870-9261. I'll say it one more time. That's 620-870-9261. And when you call that number, you're calling me. And so that's my personal cell number. So this is how we've been operating since COVID-19 raised its ugly head right. against our country and world. And so it's worked. I can't imagine how we would have ever survived doing a lot of things we do now if we didn't have a cell phone to communicate.
No, I know. Yeah, that'd be wild. I remember the days back in the 80s before cell phones, at least for me, when you had the old corded phone, or if you were really fancy back then, you had the cordless phone.
Oh, yeah.
So I definitely remember those. But again, lots of great information, Joe. We appreciate you coming in today.
Thank you.
And you're more than welcome to come back anytime. If you have anything that you need to talk about, we'll definitely have you on the air.
Next time I'll bring my guitar.
Yes. Hey, there you go.
We'll have a little live music. Yeah,
absolutely.
Here.
I definitely would love that. You did that last year, and you're more than welcome to come back in and do that again this year.
Thank you.
So.
Well, I appreciate the radio station. They've always been so kind and helpful to extend information for us, to get it out in the public eye and ear. And so we appreciate, very appreciative to them. Also, I want to thank Amy and Brian, Nick.
Yeah.
Nick, Amy and Nick, because they took, at least 10 of my counter kettles out to businesses here locally and to businesses that I hadn't been in. Mm-hmm. So I really appreciate them doing that. She just volunteered to do it. Here, we'll do this. And
yeah.
So I thought that, I appreciate it. And they're on my Salvation Army board, so I appreciate that.
No, Amy's awesome.
Up.
Amy's awesome.
And you see why they're on my board, because they're people that care.
Absolutely.
About our community.
No, Amy
about,
Amy, and Nick are awesome. I know them personally. Obviously, Amy works up here, and Nick is up here sometimes as well. So they're definitely awesome people. All right. Well, again, Joe, thank you so much for coming in today. We really do appreciate it. And again, you're welcome anytime to come in the studio if you need to let the community know about something.
Hey, thank you, and God bless you. God bless Coffeyville.
All right. We're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we'll get back to Open Line. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.